This is JustVocabulary.com coming to you from Cape Town, South Africa. And today's two words:
mundane.
Mundane. And
egocentric.
Egocentric. You can now also subscribe to Just Vocabulary via Facebook. It's a great application which you should check out on JustVocabulary.com. There's a link there. Now let's get started right away with our first word, mundane.
Mundane.
Mark's life consisted only of the same mundane routines until Mark started taking sailing lessons. Mark is now planning to sail around the world.
Mundane.
Despite the fact that his office cubicle was rather mundane, Paul enjoyed having his own semi-private space in which to work.
Mundane.
Many people were shocked to hear that the lead singer of the rock and roll band actually lived a very mundane lifestyle offstage.
Mundane.
The word mundane is an adjective, and it's spelled M-U-N-D-A-N-E.
Mundane.
But what does it mean? If something is described as mundane, it means it's lacking interest or excitement. It's dull. Like Mark, in my first example sentence, he took sailing lessons as a way out of his mundane or humdrum existence. Something that's mundane can also be very ordinary or commonplace. Like mundane matters such as paying bills or shopping for food. Or, this TV show was just another mundane family sitcom. The word mundane is derived from the Latin mundus, meaning world. Mundane refers to that which is worldly or earthly and commonplace. Although mundane is often considered simply a synonym for words like boring, commonplace, and humdrum, it should refer more to worldly or earthly matters versus spiritual or heavenly. Example, Lisa doesn't like waste her time worrying about mundane affairs like politics. She preferred to study religion and more spiritual matters. Mundane. Mundane is often used to describe commonplace activities like paying the bills, cleaning, and going to the grocery store. Okay, some synonyms. Humdrum, dull, boring, or monotonous. And some antonyms: unusual, rare, extraordinary, or imaginative. Great stuff. Let's move on to our second word of the day.
Egocentric.
And here are some example sentences. At SyncMyMail.com, we work like a team. That kind of egocentric attitude will not be accepted.
Egocentric.
Lisa was vain and egocentric, always putting herself first.
Egocentric.
The tycoon billionaire is so egocentric, he places his name on everything.
Egocentric.
The adjective egocentric is spelled E-G-O-C-E-N-T-R-I-C.
Egocentric.
What does it mean? If you're described as egocentric, well, it's not a compliment. You're thinking only of yourself, without any regard for the feelings or desires of other people. Egocentric means self-centered. It means you're selfish and concerned only with personal needs rather than the needs of others. Think of the related word ego, E-G-O. It's a noun, and it means self-esteem or self-importance. Example, Frank's defeat was a bruise to his ego. Now, if you're egocentric, you put your self-esteem or self-importance first. Another example sentence. Babies are entirely egocentric, concerned only with when they'll next be fed.
Egocentric.
Okay, and some synonyms. Selfish or self-centered. And a good antonym is selfless. And that's it for today's Just Vocabulary episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any feedback or comments on the show, you can email me at info@justvocabulary.com, or you can go to our website, justvocabulary.com. For now, have a great day and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.